Charles, congrats. Two Hall of Fames in a month. Not a bad month.
When does that happen? I mean, that you know, that's not a normal thing, you know, to have two back-to-back. But, you know, it's incredible, man. You know, to, you know, have the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, just a little over a week ago. And to be here now, back here in Lambeau and going into the Packer Hall of Fame. Not only that, to go in, you know, with my good buddy, you know, Al Harris, the other bookend. You know, we put in a lot of good years together, man. Some good times, a lot of plays where we went out there and just put it all out on the line. So, you know, very happy to be here, man, and be a part of it.
Remember you telling me the reason you were a Defensive Player of the Year, scoring on picks and fumbles, is because no one was going over Al's way.
Yeah, right. Al was a lockdown guy, man. You know, people don't I don't know if they give Al his due. But Al liked to be up in guys' face, man. And for me, I like to move around a little bit, show you off, you know, press a little bit sometimes. So you don't throw to Al, you got to throw it somewhere, you know. So I got me some plays, man, because of Al. So I appreciate Al.
I remember, Charles, you know, we talked, and it took a little while for you to warm up to Green Bay, but it sure didn't take Green Bay long to warm up to you. And this turned into a really special place.
I really did, man. And you know, a lot of that, you know, just stemmed from, you know, a perception, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you don't know something or know someone, then you just rely on what, you know, other people say about it. And so that's what kind of happened to me. But once I got here and, you know, started playing football, got around my teammates, you know, I can't say enough. You know, I just did an interview with Larry McCarron and talking about George Koontz and, you know, really his influence on me being here, you know, my time here. It's really all about the people, to be honest, and the people that I was able to come in contact with through my years here, man, that just kind of got me to calm down, really, and, you know, just really enjoy where I was at and enjoy what I was doing. And then I had, again, great teammates. You know, we built ourselves up into contenders, you know, ended up winning a Super Bowl, and that's really what it's all about. So, man, my time here was it entailed everything.
It sure did.
You know, ups, downs, back up again, down again. So it was a lot. So,
did you hear the collarbone crack in the end zone at Dallas?
Well, I knew it was something. I didn't know what it was.
Lord.
I just knew it hurt, you know. But I wasn't that concerned about it until I knew it was actually broken, because I've been hurt plenty of times in my career, and my first thought was, damn, whatever this is, it really hurts. I'll go in the locker room. We'll figure it out. I'll probably have to put a needle in it, maybe put a shoulder harness on, which I'd worn before, and just ride for the second half. But then I saw the x-ray, and it, you know, I knew it was over from that point. So that was tough, but
hey,
it is what it is.
Hoisting the Lombardi is got the best painkiller, isn't it?
You got a trophy. You got a trophy, you know. So I always tell people, I feel like, you know, even though I didn't play the second half, that my influence on my guys, you know, especially in the secondary, and then just on the team in general, it manifested itself into what it became. And so even though I wasn't on the field physically, I was on the field. And so, hey, man, I'm a champ. So it don't matter how you get it done.